Ho, 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 what's your name, young man?
Rio.
And what would you like for Christmas, Rio?
Well, I earn 120 grand a week, so if I want anything, I can pretty much buy it. But, I'd like a helicopter that can go underwater, a Jaffa cake tree, one of them hoverboards out of Back to the Future, a beard, a dream recorder. I've got this typewriter at home that I blue tack some headphones on too, yeah? Because Ryan Giggs was telling me that would work, but Ryan Giggs is a liar, yeah? My own version of the Blues Brothers with my brother Anton, where he plays a not as good one. called the Ferdinand Brothers. I want magic powers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 15 of the Football Ramble, the podcast that, like the FA, believes in better. He's not having that.
Get out of left field.
I'm joined by all the usual ramblers, Lukey Moore.
All right.
James or Jim.
Hello.
Chrissy Apples.
Hello.
And Rio.
All right.
Chaps, what is your favourite overhead kick of all time?
Can I dive in? Can I have a scissor kick?
You can have a scissor kick.
Because it's kind of overhead, isn't it? Peter Crouch.
What, against... Was it Galatasaray?
Because it was Peter Crouch scoring a scissor kick. Yeah. Just look, it's really... It was difficult to look at.
Yeah.
It's logically very
strange. Was that the one in the Champions League?
I think it was, yeah.
Because that got voted, like, one of the best goals ever in the Champions League or something stupid.
On a similar theme, yeah? Do you remember when Emil Heskey did that? I thought I was dreaming, yeah?
I liked Trevor Sinclair's one from QPR.
Well, I knew...
That's a classic, isn't it?
I knew someone was going to say that.
That is a classic.
I knew someone was going to say that.
Actually, have you seen that... I don't know who scored it. I think it was... I think it was an Italian team. Have you seen that one in the Champions League?
Fiorentina.
Yeah.
Fiorentina v Barcelona.
I've seen that. It's a bit of a looping one.
From about 80 yards out.
He's about 30 yards out.
But the Sinclair one, he pinged it.
Sinclair's is the milestone to what all
was. Was he really an overhead kick, or was it kind of like a side kind of?
No,
over his head. Sinclair's was an overhead kick, but that's the one that all overhead kicks are compared to. I liked Rivaldo's one. Did you ever see that? It was like the last day of the season against Valencia when he played for Barca, and they needed to win to qualify for Champions League, and it was an injury time, and he chested it up and overhead kicked
it. Oh yeah,
beauty, absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
The one Pele scored in Escape to Victory was well good as well, and he was injured.
Oh, Apples isn't happy with that.
Rio's
just taking Apples one.
My whole material is just including your breath.
You know you're in a bad place when Rio's nicking your material.
But that's happened twice now, isn't it? Because last week we were favourite footballing scandals. Oh, you said about Ulrika Johnson and he was gutted.
Yeah. They just copy my notes, I'm sure they do. The thing about that is it's got like the wind sound effects, the best thing about that, and it's shot from about four different angles. It's just even going up.
Do you know, I've never seen that. I've only seen the bit on Escape to Victory where...
Have you not seen the film?
No, I've seen the...
It'll
I came
Christmas,
in...
Iceberg.
Yeah, I came in once when it... Sylvester Stallone needed to save the penalty.
He saves it and almost chucks it in. Yeah.
and then he does everybody, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And then they escape to victory.
Yeah, they run out at full time.
Is that a strange piece of casting, putting Sylvester Stallone in there?
That's a ridiculous piece of casting.
Yeah, it was pretty ludicrous.
He hasn't even planning on five aside, I'm willing to bet.
I think the strange casting is, in fact, you've got Russell Osman and Mike Summerby and stuff.
John Walk and Pele.
Yeah, do you know Mike...
My point is, they're actually footballers.
Yeah.
You know,
But it's just a bit strange having Russell Osmond and Mike Summerby with Ozzy Ardiles and Pele.
Yeah. It was good because you get those classic Sylvester Stallone noises, though, don't you? Whenever he saves it, he's like,
So that was the overhead kicks done.
Tim Cahill scored one. Good
one.
Oh,
he did, yeah! Cahill scored an absolute peach, that was.
Kevin Nolan got one last season, so I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Do you remember Alan Shearer's against... A friendly against Belgium at the Stadium of Light.
Alan Shearer scored an overhead kick.
But the thing is with Shearer, because he's not that athletic, you know, it was a kind of like he just sort of put his leg out and fell backwards. Do you know what I mean?
Did he kind of barge the people either side of him out the way?
Probably. Yeah, not the greatest example of an overhead kick, but you know,
they all count.
They all count. Exactly. We're not worried. Jose's out of the running of the England job.
I'm not surprised, really.
No, I knew that was going to happen.
I was surprised he actually initially showed a bit of interest, because I think he said that he was overwhelmed by the response of the country, wasn't he?
Mm.
And I think that touched him.
Yeah, do you think he used it as a bargaining tool? Because he claims he's got an offer on the table now, doesn't he?
From AC Milan.
AC Milan. Well, yeah, they're struggling a bit, aren't they? So that would make sense.
Do you reckon it's a bargaining tool?
I've heard from a source that, this was a couple of weeks ago, that a deal's been done with one of the Milan clubs.
Inter are denying having talked to them.
It was a rumour from someone, like, in the game as well, so it was...
But I thought he might go to Barca, because Rijkaard's under fire there, isn't he?
Think he's going to go to Barcelona with the tradition
of, with the tradition of the way Barcelona play, I think it would be a very strange move.
Yeah, actually, good point there.
No one at Barcelona likes him today. I know they've got a different regime there now, but
he was at Barcelona
fairly acrimonious circumstances.
He was at Barcelona with Bobby Robson, wasn't he? He was his interpreter.
That's right.
But yeah, there's a bit of history there with Rijkaard and himself.
Yeah,
well, that's a good point. So it looks like Capello does it, or Lippi. But Capello seems to be the front runner.
It looks like Capello's going to. But basically, they said if he wants it, it's his.
We threw our weight behind Capello last time, didn't we?
Yeah.
The full media campaign.
The thing with Capello is a lot of people are comparing him to when, or comparing the situation to when Eriksen was put in charge. People saying a foreign coach with a sort of glowing CV looks really good.
Oh, but this man's CV is a bit more glowing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But at the same time, I think it's when you look at this, it's like.
And the bed sheets are a little bit colder as well.
I think. You know, if anyone can win anything with England, it's going to be a man with that sort of CV. And if he doesn't, it's going to prove that we're just doomed forever. What do you think on that, Riyad?
We're in the England camp. We've been feeling like that for a long time now because, like, there's just better teams, so why try?
That's a good point. That's inspiring.
I'd say something, though, with Capello. They all going on about how he's a dictator and he can be a nasty character and all the rest of it. There'll be you would hope all this pissing it up in some nightclub in Wardour Street before, you know, in between qualifying games.
You'd be out.
Not having any of that with old Fabio.
You'd
stick
one on you as well.
Yeah, yeah. See, he looks good for 61. Do you think he dyes his hair? Incidentally,
Design specs.
Fabrizio Ravanelli never.
Yeah, that's true.
And Paolo Maldini's father never used to dye his roots.
Cesare Maldini.
That's the one. Yeah,
legend.
Go on. What are you saying, Jake?
Yeah, apparently Frank Lampard's come out today and said. Yeah, like, you know, I think it'd be a great manager, blah, blah, blah. It's like a lot of players are coming out and saying
things. Is that the actual quote?
Like, yeah.
They always say,
how they spell, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because I guess they don't want to be dropped.
What I'm saying. It's pathetic, really. There's talk of Terry being stripped of the captaincy, as obviously it's very sort of, like, exaggerated.
Do you reckon he's actually going to be stripped of the captaincy? Like
Stephen Gerrard's going to look.
Yeah, there's a ritual.
I wanted to bring John Terry up, because I was going to say to you boys, have you boys noticed how much he's been throwing his weight around recently? I know he does normally anyway, but last night he did against Valencia.
Oh, he had a right go at
He did it Middlesbrough, wasn't he? Sunderland, wasn't
he? He did it when he tried to stop Mike Riley getting the red card.
That is outrageous. Yeah. He should have been banned for that. That went unpunished, so I just cannot believe.
There's a lot of murmurings about how Terry's not fit to be England captain because he doesn't carry himself in the right manner anymore.
But look at Steven Gerrard.
Pisses all over nightclubs rather than going to the toilet.
Yeah. But Gerrard, though.
Rule that all.
But Gerrard, though, is, you know, because obviously Terry and Gerrard are, you know,
don't give it to Gerrard. Last time he was captain.
That's what I'm saying. But you say that, but, like, look at Gerrard, though. He keeps giving himself free kicks all the time in the Premiership and stuff, and he's turned into a diver.
Did the best out of Gerrard like the other week, did it?
Yeah, true. But I don't know, maybe if he's a full-time captain.
He's an absolute mug.
Who would you go for then?
Crouch. No, I don't know.
It's gotta be
what about Rio? Would you fancy
looking at my own direction?
It could be Michael Owen.
It's a shout.
He's not in enough.
Too injured, isn't he?
Yeah. Why am I saying that? He's almost like he's on loan to Newcastle from England. Gets in more displays.
Yeah. give it to Owen Hargreaves.
I don't know if he's a big enough presence. And will he start every game?
No, he's not a guaranteed star.
Gareth Barry. Gareth Barry's a captain for Villa.
He doesn't play for him, does he?
No, but I'm just saying.
He should do.
He's a captain for his club. He plays in the kind of. Well, why do they have to give the captain's armband to, like, the most influential or the highest paid player? I've never understood that.
Well, I mean, when Sven gave the captaincy to Beckham, it was slightly surprising because Beckham isn't your usual Terry Butcher-esque
kind of captain. He hasn't been a captain for anyone else.
Well, he hasn't been sacked as a manager from 15 rubbish
clubs. Yeah, give him a chance.
He still spouts his mouth off.
Sven didn't make David Beckham captain.
That was Peter Taylor,
made him.
Yeah.
Steve Coppell. Where did that come from? I meant Peter Taylor, that wasn't Steve Coppell. two types of captain. There's one who shouts his mouth all the time, like Terry.
Yeah.
And there's one who sort of tries to lead from the front by his displays. And that's what Beckham was like.
But do you need a captain these days in the team?
I think you do. Of course you do. I think you do.
Who's going to flip the coin?
Yeah, exactly. Who's going to hand over the thing?
Yeah, that weird thing. What is that? Why do they do that?
It's a pendant, isn't it?
Yeah. What?
Pennant.
Jermaine Pennant.
Who's going to hand over Jermaine Pennant? My captain here telling me what to do.
You can't hand over Jermaine Pennant. Who
else is going to do it? Exactly. Rafa Benitez misses your kid, though.
Yeah, he does.
Imagine getting passed around the world.
Rafa Benitez got some friendly advice from how to turn Liverpool's fortunes around from Graham Souness this week.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure he was listening.
Did he take that?
Yeah.
On the chin?
What was
he saying?
Well, Sinus was saying, like...
That's like Alan Titchmarsh giving you tips on how to pull, isn't it? It's
just like... He's a ladies' man, Titchmarsh.
Yeah. Really?
He writes romantic novels.
He did. He got the worst sex... Hey? The worst sex award, didn't they? For, you know, to get those awards, it's like the worst...
Yeah, that's what I meant. Terrible. Awful. Rubbish sex novels.
I've never read them, I understand. He's obviously well-educated.
It's like Peter Andre going up to Noel Gallagher going, see that melody, you could have just...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You could have just changed that slide.
Yeah. You cut out what I said and just go straight to that.
Yeah. What, from the beginning?
Yeah, pretty much. Just leave me out. Just leave Rio in.
But yeah, why were people saying Benitez was going to get sacked and so on? Is it just because of his relationship with the ball?
It was a dispute about transfers, wasn't it?
Mm. They did spend a lot of money in the summer, and for him to now be saying that he needs more.
Yeah, but
I understand why people who didn't understand football.
But what he was saying.
That's the problem. Yeah. There lies the problem.
I think it was misconstrued, because what he was saying was, if you want us to sign players, you need to start thinking about it now. And what he meant was, if you want Mascherano to sign, then you've got to get him nailed in now, because as soon as January the 1st ticks around, someone will come in for him.
But he's right, though. Mm. I mean, two European Cup finals.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Lest we forget, they're still in the shout for the league. I mean, I don't personally think
they're 7 points off the top, or six or something.
6 points, isn't it? But they do have a game in hand, don't they?
Yeah.
It's looking very tight up there.
It's looking good, actually, the league, for a change.
Pompey are in the shout.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to come to you with this. Pompey are going very good. Hey?
Yeah.
You're enjoying it.
Great result on Saturday.
Do you think they're going to... January's going to be a bit of a bad
yeah, how are you feeling?
They're going to have 14 players.
Yeah, Redknapp said that, oh yeah, well, we're losing players in January. It's like, well, you've signed these players. They were always African. By the way, I'm African. They were always African, and they sold Gary O'Neill, who's an English player, and he's getting rid of Matt Taylor. He said he can go, and he's English. So, well, because he didn't get in the team and stuff, and he doesn't want to stay, which is fair enough. But so they're going to have to sign a couple more players in January, I think. Striker. So who's that thereafter? Oh, it's Adrian Mutu that's trying to sign, apparently.
That'd be a good sign.
They dismissed that, though, didn't they?
Well, I just read that they're linked...
Because he's a massive cokehead.
They're linked with the guy who plays for... Argentinian fella who plays for...
Riquelme?
No. He plays in Spain for... I can't remember what it is now. What's his name? Because it begins with G. Anyway, he's supposed to be a good striker. Or winger or something. Anyway.
G.
Can't be more vague.
Yeah. They're going to sign G.
I've just got a text through from you from yesterday.
Saying what?
Tell me about it. I know I love Torres, but he is fucking amazing. Did you answer those questions for the website?
Alright.
Nice one, Orange.
That's quite relevant, though.
I'm on Orange as well.
That's even worse.
You're stupid. And you're only next to me. Torres got a brilliant goal, didn't he? See that goal?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It was almost like he was sort of going around cones.
Going past people like they weren't there. Yeah. He does that thing where he gets the ball a little behind his stride, he drags it, and he absolutely accelerates past people.
Yeah.
But they're not even there.
There was a good thing, funny thing, one of the defenders appealed for offside as he went past him.
Great stuff. Yeah. Well, unlucky, you know, might as well.
Yeah. Who's your football fancy, James?
My football fancy,
Fabregas.
Yeah.
Chris, who was yours?
Chris, you once said Micah Richards.
Yeah, he did.
Is quite a small bloke, for those listening at home. He would batter you senseless.
Yeah, he would. That's what he was. Who are you saying?
Oh. Well, I just like to say it recently. My one, World Player of the Year, boys.
Who's that?
Kaká. Is that because you both belong to Jesus?
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Roque Santa Cruz is a handsome chap.
He is. But Kaká.
Good name as well.
Yeah.
Good name.
Brilliant name.
Sexy name.
Yeah. He's up there. But Kaká, World Player of the Year, we having that?
I'm having that.
Yeah. No, big time.
It's among sort of a group of players where if any of them won it, it's fair enough. Yeah, Ronaldo
Whittingham,
and Messi as well, which is so brilliant.
Walsh, Aspinall, Martin Kull, Gavin Maguire,
Alan Knight,
Mark Chamberlain,
Jimmy Bullard.
Jimmy Bullard, Vince Hilaire.
Yeah,
all out there. Yeah. All out there. Top.
Mick Quinn.
Mick Quinn, yeah. Alan Biley.
Harry Redknapp.
Yeah.
Jim Smith.
I was going to say that once we did this phone-in thing at TalkSport when I was working, and it was like the best strikers of all time, the best strike partnerships, yeah. And obviously, we was having people like, you know, Rush and Doug Leach, all these amazing ones, and we couldn't get anyone on the show to talk about it, yeah. Mm. So we had to get a strike partnership who, and bear in mind, we were talking about the greatest British strike pairs of all time, yeah. Like, we had to get Brian Deane and Tony Agana on. Because we couldn't talk to anyone.
What was that for?
That was for Sheffield United.
Sheffield United.
They was in, like, the first division at the time. Yeah. He was like, what the fuck?
They must have loved it. Yeah. They must have absolutely loved it.
Yeah, Deane was loving it. He was going, yeah, we just clicked, you know.
Telepathy, mate.
Yeah. Like, we scored 42 goals between us in the 1987-88. Second division title race or something.
He's a funny striker, Brian Deane, because he was wherever he went, he did pretty well, but he never did anything amazing.
He wasn't a striker for the football purist, was he?
Yeah, that's what I'm.
But I can't believe we've talked about Kaká and Brian Deane.
Didn't Brian Deane replace Eric Cantona at Leeds?
I think he did. Yeah, they brought him in.
Yeah. That was
sold Cantona for a mil, didn't they?
Yeah.
Hey. Silly business that was.
Who was that? Wilkinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last week, we were giving this man a bit of praise, and once again, footballers make it easy. Did you see that tackle by Stephen Ireland?
Yeah.
Jesus.
What did he say?
No, I didn't see it.
Have you not seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Have you not? You know you got a straight red.
I'm going to make this tackle, we're now dead.
Is that what he said to the ref?
Yeah. I had to make him, we're now dead.
Yeah. He's still a red card though, Stephen.
Yeah,
sorry.
Unbelievable chance.
Oh, he's still dead.
Over the top of the ball, studs up.
Yeah. Shocking.
Someone else did it a little while ago, didn't they? El Hajj Diouf did it. Did you see that?
He does it every week.
Oh, absolutely awful. Shocking.
Did you see
He was complaining about the decision afterwards as well. Lee Dixon on Match of the Day said he should be complaining, trying to get himself a red card.
Yeah.
Did you see I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been I can't remember. Someone got subbed off for Bolton.
Mm.
And Al Hashif was on the bench.
It's Nolan.
Is it Nolan?
Yeah, I think
and,
so.
And he went to him, he'd given the old high 10, Al Hashif, and said, well played. And Kevin Nolan put his arm around him and poked him right in the eye, right? He didn't notice. Now Al Hashif was like, for ages after, it was like in his eye, like, it's watering.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything.
Was he on the floor? Like,
yeah,
right
he hit the deck. Yeah. Giving it all that, yeah.
Did he then spit on Nolan?
Yeah, spat in his face. Spat in his 5-year-old son's face. Tried to get him sent off and hit the deck and rolled over 3 times.
Yeah,
that's basically what happened.
All right. I missed that.
Frick.
Took it well. Yeah. He took it well.
Another Jaffa cake tree. Your beard. Give me your beard. I want a dodo, yeah? Get me a dodo. I want a knighthood. I want to dance on the sand. I want that carnival they do for me to be fucking brought here because I can't go over there. Shot.
Now in the world of football, there's always some funny stories flying about, and I believe, Chris, you've got some of them for us.
Yeah, perhaps the most bizarrest thing.
Bizarrest?
Perhaps
this is off to a fire.
Hang on, can we check that with our walking dictionary? Rio, bizarrest.
What?
I don't think it's a word, but carry on.
The most bizarre story probably come out is of ex-Everton goalkeeper Neville Southall suing his own daughter.
Well, she nicked his dinner.
That would be crap, wouldn't it? Imagine if someone nicked your dinner.
Yeah.
Especially if you're Neville Southall.
I'd take him to court.
He sued his own daughter to get back £55,000 worth of trophies that he left her.
He didn't win £55,000 of a trophy.
Apparently, it was.
Maybe it was all stolen property, and that's why he was so worried about it. If she sold him on it, to get back to him.
The thing that gets me, it says his FA Cup medal. I think he had a couple of those. I think he had a league title as well, didn't he, in there?
Well, who with?
Everton in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
International caps. It's got here other gongs in the story.
Gongs?
Yeah. But the thing.
And Noel Evans got it.
Yeah. And every best album award.
Yeah, got a Brit award. The thing from, 1989 for best newcomer.
The funniest thing was also his MBE. Now, what the hell is
they are sample? Dishing him out like sweets.
What? I thought an MBE was just a title. What do you actually get?
You
one? Get it's a like little, a medal.
Yeah. Stuck on. Yeah.
Do you have to wear it all the time?
Don't think so. I don't think it's a prerequisite. But you do.
Do you know John Terry wears his captain's armband just all the time? Literally, just like
got
over his suit when
got
he's going
tattooed
out,
on,
pissing
yeah.
around.
Like, when he goes swimming, does it puff up a bit?
He's got it tattooed on, so
oh, right, doesn't get it wet. But
apparently, it's a bit of a bad story because she now. His daughter now owes £6,000 in legal costs.
Oh, she's a student.
It's just
yeah.
unbelievable.
I know.
Yeah, but well, what happened was she gave him he gave her the medals and stuff when she was 10.
Yeah.
And she's now 19, so 9 years later, and he doesn't live. You know, he
walked out on when they were 10 or something, or 9 years ago. Or something.
That's right. Yeah, and then he's like, oh well, I didn't give her it, so to keep kind of thing.
But there's also another one, another story that came out.
Talking about old footballers.
Talking about football, indeed, what a link. it's a player who's been playing for 60 seasons. He's in his 60s, so he's 72 years old.
He's probably still faster than me.
Where's yeah. this?
He's probably fitter than me on my my house.
He's down in Dorset.
Ryan Giggs.
Ryan Giggs OBE, Rio. Yeah, yeah.
But he's got a great name. He's got one of those.
Rio Ferdinand ROI, yeah?
Do you know Wigan?
RIO. Shut up, yeah?
Do you know Wigan, their manager, caretaker manager, a few weeks ago was called Frank Barlow?
That's right.
Which is one of those old kind
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah, yeah. Northern
yeah.
and old.
Yeah, this bloke's called Dickie Borthwick.
He's Dorset, lad. Well, no, actually, he's from the Highlands, is he not?
He's originally from Scotland. He played for Ross County and then the dizzy heights of Invergordon Town before his family moved to Dorset. But yeah, he's been playing for 60 years and he's got no plans to hang up his boots yet.
What position does he play?
Centre mid.
He's a winger. I think it says.
Oh no way! Well,
he's
a
winger.
Well,
no, he's in the
mid. Can I point out? It says he's the oldest winger in town. So.
Come on. No, but the funny thing is, his two sons play, who are 32 and 40.
Yeah, Gavin 32 and Glenn 40.
No, the lad who's the
Glenn's doing pretty well. Do you know what I mean? Let alone. What's his name again?
Dickie Borthwick.
My son, they saw down south. We had a player in midfield called Barry. He's like 43. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good player.
Yeah. It's down. It's down. I think your old neck of the woods, anyway.
And if you're sorry, if you're listening, Barry, there's a bit of encouragement to go on for another 80 years.
Yeah, but I'm just coming to my peak now, 27.
Well, this is it.
Yeah.
It basically says I have a strict routine with my vitamins every day, and I gave up smoking 37 years ago.
it's been not smoking for longer than I
also have life. Porridge every day.
But that's funny. He gave up smoking when he was 35.
Are there any smoking footballers around now? So no problem.
No, there's a few.
Well, talking about the smoking football,
Paul Ince was. I think so.
Slaven Bilic, he's got a big smoking habit, and he's also
yeah, but that's to help his voice.
Socrates used to have a fag at half time, didn't he?
Yeah. Like, Socrates got told if he wanted to carry on playing football, he'd have to give up smoking and drinking, so he gave up football.
Yeah,
he retired like 32 or something.
He's an actual doctor as well, isn't he?
That's right. Yeah,
he's a great player.
Oh yeah, brilliant. Mm. And he's Socrates is actually his real name as well.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Good.
But he was saying about Slaven Bilic, who's got I think he smokes on the bench or something. Yeah, he's also got a rock group. He's like in a band.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, they're called Robo. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation.
Robo
Cop. I don't know.
You better watch the pronunciation because you might have just said he's got a massive penis. Yeah. Yeah.
I might have called Slaven Bilic some. If I have offended,
and he'll come after you as well, and he'll kill you, and then he's got to work on you.
But apparently, they make healing and religious, easy listening alternative music.
Really?
That sounds
terrible.
Yeah.
Healing and healing and religious music?
Apparently.
Easy
yeah.
listening, but alternative.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
So there's a couple of contradictions.
Yeah.
What, an alternative to good music?
We're going to have to try and find some of that.
Yeah.
Get it on the MySpace.
Has he got like a MySpace?
Yeah, they've got a MySpace page. Yeah, we put it out. They're called Robo. Something like that. I didn't quite know the correct pronunciation.
Where about, I can't see where it says it.
Bottom.
Robo. R-A-W-B-A-U.
Yeah, raw bow, that looks like.
Yeah. They sound awful.
Hang on.
Well, Slaven's there
you
playing
haven't
the
heard
guitar.
Anything. And we like Slaven on this show, don't we?
Yeah, I like him, yeah.
So
I like
give
him
a chance.
All right, fair enough, yeah. I love him, they're my favourite.
But have you seen that there's a fake Bebo page come out about him as well? And the Bebo page was made famous by Stephen Ireland.
Yeah. Daddy Dick.
But apparently, he's come out one. There's a fake Bebo page come out in Slaven Bilic's name, and it says he has an affection for operating heavy machinery. And his relationship status is complicated.
Yeah, but you can read it all out all day long, but it's not real.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know, it's the fact that
he makes loves to budgies. You know, it doesn't matter what's on there, it's not real, you know. It's a fake one.
What's next? Is that it?
Hang on, not yet, no, hang on, not yet. We also, one of the obsessions of this podcast is hair.
Yeah.
And apparently some,
By that you mean my obsession is hair.
Yeah.
Hair and Fernando
Torres. I think he was like a teenager, was kicked off his high school team, soccer team.
In America?
It's in Indiana in America. Mm. For wearing a mohawk, basically.
Mohawk.
It was the,
a mohawk.
Was it Fernando Redondo who refused to get his hair cut and got kicked out of the World Cup squad? Right?
Was that for Argentina? Yeah, that happened to a few players. Was it Claudio Canigia as well? And Battistuta, wasn't it? They all together had to get their hair cut.
What World Cup was that?
94,
yeah.
No, Kalinja played in 94.
1990?
Did he have
It was well after that.
Kalinja played in 94, definitely.
It must have been 98 then.
Anyway, it says the reason it was given was this is an actual quote from Dr. Bob Klitzman, who's the
superintendent.
He's the superintendent.
Well, clearly the mohawk is a detrimental effect on the team there.
you take the mickey there, Marcus. But
I take the mickey there.
It's remarkable.
Isn't that the whole point of this feature?
Yeah. So, a mohawk haircut is not in the best image that we're trying to promote.
Oh, bloody hell.
That's not the place for individuality, and there's places for that. But not in the context of an athletic contest.
That place is prison.
So what happens when one of their players picks up the ball, does five men? What's your coke?
Yeah.
Does five men? Fernando Torres puts it into the corner. It's like, well, that's individuality. We can't have that.
Yeah, he kicks them.
Chalk that goal off.
Yeah.
Apparently, right, pass it next time.
That's team individuality.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Apparently, well, it gets even worse for Brendan Geese. I think his name is.
They're just making this up.
No, he's
flown south for Christmas.
Brendan Geese.
Apparently, he wasn't even recognised on a senior night. I don't actually know what all these things mean.
Where am I? Where am I?
Apparently.
Oh, and by the way, this bloke who nobody knows, his social life's gone down the pan and all. It doesn't matter.
Next.
Never ran to Dickie Baldwick. But,
Is that it?
Well, have you heard, we're talking about, players in nightclubs. Old Ashley Young has been making the
For having a quick one off the wrist on the webcam.
Yeah.
He had a quick few off the wrist,
didn't he?
Yeah.
But apparently the whole story, if you haven't seen it, is Ashley Young logged onto a webcam site. But the thing that's even more amazing about it was the morning of the England-Russia game.
But he
wasn't
in the England squad, was he?
He made his debut that day.
And he never made his debut. He was on the bench.
Yeah, but he came on.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he came on for his debut.
He came all... I don't
know. I see what you're trying to do there.
But the thing was, he was actually in the England hotel in Moscow as well.
Well, we all do it, yeah? Just some of us get women to do it.
The thing is, right, are you suggesting that Steve McClaren had no control over any of his players?
We can't stop them wanking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Capello might be able to do
that.
That'd be terrifying, wouldn't it?
I'd say something, you have none of that with Capello.
I think they'd glue their hands to
it. He bloody well is.
He needs to.
Yeah. They're going to be wearing oven gloves of a night. You know, if they
Boxing
have to.
Gloves.
Well, he'll come in with
it's
Wayne Rooney.
He's going to get to that stage,
He'll
though,
come
isn't
in
it?
With Wayne Rooney and he'll make Rooney finish them off.
Oh. Like Wayne Rooney be looking through his, like, 40-plus Paul magazine.
Yeah. Do you reckon Dickie Bothroyd or whatever his name is?
Adrian Bothroyd.
Dickie Bothroyd with Ashley Young, yeah. I don't really want to think about
that. So, back to Ashley Young, that girl that sort of reported this to News of the World, she was acting as if she was completely innocent in it.
I just went on there for, like, a harmless flirt, and this horrible footballer started wanking all over me. I had to watch it all. I had to watch it all to believe it.
And then she did it again, and then...
Does she sound like
she
that?
She told... Yeah.
All right.
It sounded like that when I read it.
It sounds like Dickie Baldwick's missus.
But yeah, so she told the News of the World, and they set up a fake profile, and they just approached him, apparently within minutes, he had little Ashley out. Although obviously you can't believe everything you read in, or anything you read in the news.
Was it that whole story? That whole story
Sunday.
Could be made up.
Yeah. But that's it on the weird football story.
That was very weird.
There we are.
Did you hear about Kaka Kaladze has applied to open his own bank?
No.
The thing is, you told me about this, is it his bank just for his money?
I have no idea.
He's got so much money, he needs his own bank.
Possibly, I don't know. I don't know what the Georgian currency is. It must be the euro.
Rich footballers.
It would save on the queues, I suppose, wouldn't it?
Maybe it's an investment for when he retires, but still.
One of the things I read was that
footballers don't look at the bigger picture.
That Watford player's been going to be kicked out of the country.
I literally don't understand.
Sorry, Luke.
What? Were you talking?
Was it Bangura?
Were you talking, Luke?
Al Bangura, yeah.
Were you talking? Because yes. I was talking, yeah?
I'm really scared. Al Bangura.
Rio's turned very sinister.
He's really hot. Yeah. He's not going to have the whole thing.
It's getting late, yeah?
Who created a monster?
It's getting late. Carry on, yeah?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rio Ferdinand Ramble.
By the way, if we want to get rid of him, of course, we'll just, like, have a random drugs test.
Yeah.
He won't turn up for it.
Al Bangura, yeah.
He's been sent, I think it's really out of order.
Hang on, what's happened?
Gone yet, has he? There's an appeal from FIF Pro, was it FIF Pro? I don't know. And, his MP is going to appeal it as well, and I sincerely hope he doesn't get sent home. He doesn't even have any family.
Did you hear about
over
the man
in Sierra Leone, and he didn't have a baby about a week ago.
The way he entered the country was, he was fleeing from his father. It's apparently, I don't know too much about it, but his father was a bit of a wrong one, basically. So he fled the country with this guy as a sponsor, this elderly guy, and who had a British passport, who then tried to sell him as a male prostitute when he got to London. Yeah. He managed to escape, went to the local police station. He didn't even have a shirt on his back.
So he was naked.
Well, yeah,
the whole time.
No, he literally was. He had like a pair of pants on or something, or a bed sheet, something ridiculous like that.
Bloody
when he was
hell.
About 17, and because he was a minor, they couldn't send him back to Sierra Leone. So he stayed. Obviously, got trials at Watford. Quite a good footballer. Is now playing for Watford. Like you say, he's got a wife.
That's an incredible story.
Got a wife, and now just had a kid about 3 or 4 days ago, and now he's being sent back to Sierra Leone.
But the reason why—I mean, I used to work in sort of this a little bit. So, but I think the reason...
What, male prostitution?
Yeah, yeah. I used to do that.
They used to call me Rim Job Jim Bob. Fucking horrible.
The reason he's getting sent back is because I think
apologise for that. I absolutely apologise.
Basically, the reason he's given is if he goes back to Sierra Leone, he's going to be facing maybe death. But they say, well, maybe not. So he's not facing... He's not fleeing from injustice.
I love that. Are you sure?
Yeah,
but that's the.
But I don't see a problem. The thing is, it's this massive. It's this whole thing of like asylum seekers and the immigrants has been whipped up to a massive frenzy by the newspapers and the media. And as far as I'm concerned, if it's a man with a young family who's earning a wage and trying to start a better life for himself, then who the hell are we to send them?
Do you think this is the FA tackling the problems at grassroots level, or lower down the leagues, that there aren't enough English players that they're going to deport everyone they can get away with?
It's ridiculous.
Who's outside of top 70 FIFA ranking? Country, because that's how it works, isn't it? That it's harder for players from countries that aren't sort of higher up in the rankings to actually get like work permits and stuff.
Well, the FA are doing one in, one out, so it's Capello's in.
No, that's Faces in Ilford.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, Jackie Clark is the Home Secretary, and we hope she makes a sensible decision. Got a chance to make something decent for a change.
Right on.
That's the most serious point of the night.
Well, I think it's important.
Yeah, you are absolutely right, Link. Absolutely right.
I'd like to see Stephen Ireland in sent back to Syria.
I can't go back, my nan's dead.
It'd take him a couple of weeks to notice, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, yeah.
This country's not the same as my name.
Yeah. He changed his name to Stephen Sierra Leone.
I was wondering if you know where I am, my nan's dead.
Previously last week on Steve McLaren, Time Lord. Steve and Frank Lampard Jr. found themselves about to be eaten by a famine Danny Dyer and his cronies in a dystopian future gripped by famish after McLaren's umbrella turned out to have time-travelling capabilities. Here, our narrator, Rio Ferdinand, a.k.a. me, fills you in on what happened next.
Get ready to be roasted, Slim, and not in the gang-banging sense. Tenderising, boys.
Don't let him eat me, boss.
Just as Dyer was bearing down on Lamps like a cockney fist avalanche, McLaren threw the umbrella and it span into a time-travelling frenzy.
What the fucking malarkey is going on here?
We're spinning through time with the help of my inexplicably time-travelling umbrella.
Where are we going now, boss?
Well, if I can't get you lot to score against Macedonia, do you think I can work a time travel umbrella, you stupid fat div?
All right, I'm only asking you, strawberry face prat.
Leave my face alone. You almost got me eaten by cockneys. If we get out of this, I'm dropping you.
Oh, like you'd ever do that. You couldn't drop a live jelly deal.
Now shut your fucking gobbles, you twin pack of fucking numpties. Where are we? Why is everything black and white?
Doing a survey of the scene, our heroes and Frank Lampard Jr. found themselves amongst a crowd of chipper cockneys wearing vintage England shirts and waving around their massive clackers that aren't allowed anymore because you could clock someone with them. It was at roughly this exact moment that they realised where they'd been transported to by the umbrella, Ella, Ella, Ella.
Bloody hell, it's Wembley!
No, hey, Wembley's got a roof on it, albeit a roof that doesn't shut. Why did they build a roof that doesn't shut, boss? Not really even a roof, is it?
Old Wembley, Frank. Old Wembley.
Never heard of it. I'm more into PlayStation.
Oh, this is the 66 World Cup final, for God's sake. Danny, you're from the future. For some reason, how did England get on in Euro 2008? Can we make it? Can we change the course of history and get there?
Right, they went out on penalties during half-time in the quarter-finals against Argentina. It was a fucking fit-up, mate, it always is. Michael Owen dived and won a penalty. Wayne Rooney kicked them all over the pie and mash shot. And Crouchy scored with his hand and we still went out. Fucking fit-up.
Yes, that's all that matters, is that I got us there.
Blimey, yeah, they've hit the bar. No, he's given it. Fucking get in, son. Get in there. Getcha.
That never crossed the line.
Oh, shut up, you sigh.
The boys celebrated more than Derby County after a 0-0 draw and with the threatening gift of Danny's gab got themselves into the England dressing room.
Mr. Moore, excuse me. Mr. Ramsey, hello. Mr. Hurst,
Oh, you vintage muppets! Listen to the man when he's talking to ya, or I'll have to get naughty! Now, I don't have to shoot the ceiling again to listen to what this rosy mush prick has got to say.
Cheers, Danny. Thanks for that. I've got feelings, you know. Lads, great performance today. A big performance. It was a big game that needed big
players. Now get the fuck on with it! I've got things on me nuts!
Okay, I'll be brief. We're from the future. This here is Frank Lampard's boy. And I'm not really sure who this mental case is, but hear me out.
Danny D. Dyer, and I'm West Ham and all.
What does the D stand for?
Dunno.
You've just performed England's biggest ever performance on the big stage, but it all goes downhill from now. We failed to qualify for the World Cups in 74, 78 and 94. Now we've ballsed up Euro 2008 and it's the last straw.
Stop fucking rapping and spit it out or I'm going to have to open some cunt up.
You're off your head, mate. I don't think rap even exists yet anyway. I didn't mean for that last sentence to rhyme, and I apologise. Okay, what I'm asking is... Lads, look. How many bullets have you got in there? The entire percent of kids are now obese. The game is full of foreigners, and people have had enough. They're losing interest. English football is staring death in the face. This is our hour of need, and I implore you to come with me to the future. Are you in?
Well, I'm happy to believe all this and impulsively act on a ludicrous whim, yeah.
Thanks, Bobby Moore. You're a true gent and no thief.
What?
You'll see. Come on.
And with that, Steve threw his umbrella in the air again and took himself, Frank Lampard Jr. and old Danny Dyer in a 1966 World Cup winning squad on a journey through time, space and time. Listen in next week to hear this bollocks conclusion, yeah?
All right, thanks for listening. That was episode 15. That was 15, wasn't it?
That was 15.
Yeah, yeah. Done.
Jobs are good.
Yeah, jobs are
bang,
good.
Bang.
Bang. Bang. Bang. Bang. Bang. Thanks for listening and stuff. We're going to be
stuff.
Back with...
are you talking to Ashley Young?
Yeah.
That'll be watching and stuff.
All right. You've finished?
Sorry.
We're back next time with a Christmas special, I think. Basically, we can't be bothered to do a proper one over Christmas because we'll be busy. So we're going to put together all the unheard bits of the last 15 episodes, I think.
Yeah, it'll be best little best bits and things you haven't heard.
Best bits will probably very long.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff
yeah.
that's going to make me look like an absolute idiot.
Yeah, we're all off to go and buy some of the band's new CD.
some snakes so I can just chuck them at people when I don't like them. I've always wanted to chuck a snake at someone. I want to be in The Simpsons. A Merc-mobile.